After 11 years of service in the Utah legislature, Republican Representative David Clark is moving on.
Today I am announcing that it is my intent to resign effective January 5th.
Clark, who has not officially announced his future plans, is said to be eyeing the seat in Utah's 2nd Congressional District. He is the second legislator in less than 7 days to declare his resignation. Senator Dan Lilienquist stepped down last Thursday. But he says the resignations should not affect the upcoming legislative session.
I look at all 104 legislators. We are much smarter as a group than any one of us. And I think that's as it's intended to be. So I have great faith going forward. The state will continue to be a well-managed, best-managed state in the nation.
More lawmakers may also step down before the opening day of the session on January 23rd. Republican Representative Carl Wimmer, who has already announced plans to run for Utah's new 4th congressional seat, tells KCPW he is undecided about whether he will serve in the upcoming session, citing the state's law which prohibits political donations during the session.
Running for Congress is quickly becoming cost prohibitive, to where the middle class, hard-working, blue-collar American cannot run for Congress unless they raise a tremendous amount of money. And I fall into that category. And so I have to make a personal decision. Can I afford to take January through March off from fundraising?
Democratic Senators Ben McAdams and Ross Romero, who are both running for Salt Lake County mayor, say they will not resign. They plan on continuing to fundraise once the legislative session is over. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.